Good evening, and welcome to the conference call to comment the results of the first quarter 2016 of F.I.L.A. S.p.A. I would like to remind participants to press star one to reserve their booking. Now the floor to Mr. Massimo Candela, the Managing Director of F.I.L.A. S.p.A.
Good evening, everyone, and thanks for being here. Today, we are going to comment the first quarter, the results of the first quarter, which has performed very positively, very much in line with the growth results that we have been experiencing for a number of consecutive quarters. Double-digit growth results with constant results. The aspect thing to say is that a double-digit growth is irrespective of currency trends. Furthermore, we would like to confirm you that the EBITDA growth is more than proportional to the growth in our turnover. This is a very positive trend. Furthermore, a double-digit growth, and this is really positive, concerns all areas in the world. There are areas like India, where growth registered was quite sustained, was quite significant. In other areas of the world, like for example, Europe or the North or the South of America, where we registered a double-digit growth because F.I.L.A. in these areas still continues to become strong, to establish itself vis-à-vis its competitors in a market which is basically a flat market. Even if we have to say that over the last few months, demand has started growing, especially when it comes to color products within the framework of the so-called therapy phenomenon. This has started showing signals that testify to quite marked consumption rates all over the world. Besides this, F.I.L.A. is experiencing a very positive appearance thanks to the acquisition of Dollar Running, which is performing much better than expected. Our market, at least our customers, appear to appreciate our strategic choice. They share this strategic choice of ours. They believe this is anticipating the future market trend. Therefore, we are witnessing a number of choices on the part of our customers. We believe that over the last few months or quarters, our growth will continue to be quite marked and significant. That is because I believe that strategically, we are in a way sort of establishing some kind of a distance between us and our main competitors. To end with, we experienced a very positive first quarter. We experienced positive results in the medium to long run. I think Stefano is participating in a conference call. Maybe Stefano would like to provide more positive data to support what I have just anticipated.
Thank you very much, Massimo, and good evening, everyone. Please go to page four of our presentation. Revenues in the first quarter of 2016 are 82.9 million, with a growth of 45.2% vis-à-vis the revenues of the first quarter of 2015. It's important to analyze this data at an organic level. There are two important effects. The M&A effect, first of all, which is due to the inclusion of the Dale Group and Tersfai in the first quarter. The results of these two were not present, were not included in the results of the last quarter. That corresponds to 21.3 million euros, 10.7 million revenues and 10.6
million euros of revenues for the dollar. And it's furthermore important to analyze the effect of currents, of exchange rates. The effect of the first quarter vis-à-vis the first quarter is negative. It equals about 2.4 million euros. And this is mainly due to the devaluation of the Mexican pesos as well as other currencies of the Central America and South America, like the Argentine and Chilean pesos. If we consider the increment in turnover, gross turnover, and analyze it net of these two effects, organic growth is 12.1%, equaling 6.8 million euros. As Massimo said, growth took place all over the areas where the group is present, especially in the center and the south of America, in Central and South America. There, we experienced about 20%-26% organic growth, equaling 2.8 million euros, mainly in Mexico, but also in Argentina and partly in, to a minor extent, in Brazil and Chile. Another 9% growth vis-à-vis the previous year was registered in the Eurozone. Growth was 9%, equal to 2.8 million euros, mainly F.I.L.A. products, but also the French company of the group, Scandinavia, and also Russia registered good results. So this mainly took place all over the areas of the Eurozone. Organic growth was 8% in North America. This figure mainly refers to the United States, where growth was 0.1% million euros vis-à-vis the previous year. As compared with reference to products, a growth of 11.5% in pencils was registered. That refers especially in wood crayon, wood pastels in F.I.L.A. In the United States and in Mexico. Substantial growth was registered in the field of other creative tools, and that corresponds to about 11%, especially when it comes to watercolors, chalks, and other products. And this was in part mitigated by reduced growth in the area of office industrial products, mainly ballpoint pens in Italy, markers in the United States. These two categories of products are not strategic for the group, as we have often said, and then maybe Massimo can explain more in detail what I mean by that. But there is a very competitive push on the part of these products vis-à-vis pens. Lots of competitors are entering the market. This is not a core area for the F.I.L.A. group, so this decreased growth is to be described like this. As regards geographical areas, the graphs underneath show that India, the entering of India in the results corresponds to an increase when it comes to Asia, to the results of Asia. India results were not present in the previous quarter, but its turnover really registered a very, very high growth. If you go to page five, we can analyze data on the EBITDA. It's important to highlight that as the M&A activity is a constant activity for F.I.L.A., as regards this quarter, you can see that we have about 1.7 million extraordinary costs, referring to the dollar operation, and that's a first aspect to bear in mind. So if you consider the EBITDA and consider it without the extraordinary activities, in the first quarter, EBITDA is 11.9 million euros, with a growth of 39.4% compared to the EBITDA of the corresponding quarter of the previous year. Also, on EBITDA, we have to analyze what's organic growth out of this result, because we have the M&A effect of the Indian company of the Dollar Group. Together, the EBITDA of Brighton Finance was 1.8 million euros. The EBITDA of Dalara was 0.4 million euros. If you eliminate these effects and consider the negative effect of current exchange rates of about 200,000 euros, we can say that organic growth is about 15.8%, equaling 1.3 million euros. As Massimo said before, this is a growth which is more than proportional to our growth in turnover, which is about 35% in terms of total growth of the group. Let me briefly talk about the effect of exchange rates. This was quite a limited effect. It does not impact on the historical trends of EBITDA, but we had a strong depreciation on the Mexican pesos, of the Mexican pesos of about 13%. That was partly compensated by devaluation of the renminbi. We have only cost in renminbi, the devaluation of 3% is partly mitigated the depreciation of the pesos, of the Mexican pesos. When it comes to EBITDA, you can see from the pie charts that the weight of India becomes very significant compared to the previous year. If you go to page six of the presentation, you can see that the net result grew by 7.9% compared to the previous year, going from 4 million to 4.3 million euros. When it comes to net result, to the net result, we have to take into account the normalizations, the normalizing effects that we mentioned before, so the M&A net of taxes. We have to underline two important major effects that took place in this quarter, which are non-recurrent. There is a positive cash effect coming from the coverage of purchasing in currency tools. This led to a benefit of about 750 million euros, and this was partly made up for by costs, non-monetary costs on the adjustment of the financing given by FILA to the English company. At the moment of the acquisition, we had debt, so we partly given the debt to the British subsidiary, replacing the previous debt, so a debt in British pounds, and that depreciated, was depreciated from the 3rd of February to the 31st of March of about 3.9 million. Net effect is about 3 million euros. I would like now to anticipate some questions, but I would like in this respect to say that the lack of coverage of this part of the financing is due to the fact that all these intercompany financing operations will be capitalized, so they will no longer be financing, and this led to the decision not to, in a way, cover ourselves and then keeping this part of the debt, of this non-monetary debt, which is mainly to be ascribed to depreciations. When it comes to net financial position, our net financial position shows that our net debt increased by 127 million compared to December 2015, up to about 66.3 million euros. Part of this increase, a large part of this increase is due to the consolidation of the net financial position of Dalara, about 8 million euros. The other effects are due to an absorption of operational cash of 23 million given from the result of 31.7 million euros, and that's the stage where FILA has an absorption of floating capital, of working capital. It's normal that this is better than the first quarter of the last year. We have expenditure, about 22 million for investments, operational investments. 16.8 million euros refer to the purchase of shares of the Dalla Group, we had a cash out of 1 million in passive interests, compensated by a positive exchange rate effect of 1.4 million euros. Talking about turnover, we talked about the depreciation effect that had on the pesos and the renminbi. In both geographical areas have debt, and this has a negative effect in economic terms, but positive in terms of PFL. I think I'm finished with my part, and we're now ready for possible questions, should you have any questions.
We would like to remind participants.
Good afternoon, everyone. I have a question. First, I would like to have some indications concerning the second quarter in terms of organic growth of the turnover. The first quarter was very good, about 12%, but I would like to know what you expect, what's your feeling concerning the second quarter. Second question, Dalla. It concerns Dalla. What kind of growth has Dalla experiencing? Is Dalla experiencing standalone growth? What kind of growth is the company experiencing, and how far have we come in terms of the integration process of the company? What kind of process is it having? Are there other supplementary projects, or are there benefits? I have a third question. It concerns Italy. 2015 benefited from a strong increase in market share, so I would like to know if this trend is experienced also in 2016. Concerning M&A, I would like to know what kind of target you are analyzing to increase your competitive positioning.
Stefano? I don't have any numbers in terms of for Dalla. The first quarter of 2015, do you have precise data?
These figures do not refer to the consolidated budget, but informally, we've seen that compared to the data of the first quarter of last year, we had a double-digit growth on turnover. I remember a growth of 8% compared to last year, and a growth, a double-digit growth of EBITDA. EBITDA, we have to consider the EBITDA has quite a low base, so there was a double-digit growth, but we have to be cautious in that respect. Starting from the second question, Alessandro asked how far have we come concerning the integration process. Well, this integration process has not started from a numerical point of view, but this was a choice of ours because we believe that in very rapidly, we will be able to enter a situation that will be a really very good situation, some kind of a masterpiece, if I may define it this way. As we brought it home at very good values concerning certain strategic choices on Dalla, we had to make certain choices that we will have to review in a couple of weeks. We preferred to stay, not to act, to see what will happen. If we manage to bring this operation home, to succeed in this operation, it will then be easier to generate value from Dalla. The only thing that makes me smile in a way is that we are already paying the results of a, so to say, of a very positive effect that we will see quantified in numbers over the last few months. When it comes to the integration of this distribution,
between color products for fine art products and color products to be used in schools. Almost in all clients of Dollar are buying our products, have started buying our products. So the prospect for the second part of 2016 is better, are better than what we had budgeted, because there is strong interest in this. As regards Dollar standalone growth, I believe that this it is benefiting. So we have a growth of 8%, but I think the dollar is benefiting from this positive trend, which is now to be registered worldwide, of this art therapy. So they're taking advantage of the art therapy trend. So as a reaction of this digital development that we had in our daily life, there are lots of people who are, in a way, discovering manual activities, including art therapy. So increases have been registered. And as a matter of fact, dollar is, in a way, sort of in crisis in terms of providing a good service rate, in terms of delivering its products, because demand is very high. So we may have been good investing in this sector, but dollar standalone at the moment has benefited very little from what we have invested. We have found a company which will perform based on what we declared at the moment of the acquisition. We found a company that has posed us no surprises in this respect. We have more operational problems than we expected, because the company, from the point of view of execution, was very badly managed. So we will have to implement interventions, measures, not strategic measures, but measures in terms of readjustment of the processes and how decisions are made, how prices are organized, how clients, customers are managed, because in that respect we found quite a number of mistakes. But from a strategic point of view, we definitely confirm, fully confirm the good actions that we have started and the results that we expect. As regards your first question, if I remember well, you asked if I don't know if I answered correctly. As regards your first question, in other words, what we expect, we had a first quarter that was better than expected, but as you are, how can I say, a real aficionados on our part, you will probably remember that last year we said that we could have performed better. Last year we increased stocks, so we have an optimal service rate. So our growth is definitely higher than last year, maybe surprisingly higher than last year, after a very good year, an exceptional year like last year. So in fact, this is not so unexpected. The result is not so unexpected. Then we started behaving well, so probably this will continue. However, we have this effect that we could at the time not quantify or only partly quantify. In other words, the effect of this very positive approval on the part of our customers, and this will probably lead to very positive results for the future months of 2016. So now, if I were to make forecasts now, I expect a slightly better year compared to our expectations. As regards the Italian market, and this is yet another surprise, we are experiencing a double-digit growth in Italy as well. Here too, we have two effects. That of the fact that we have conquered market shares, and the market has, in a way, hold very well. It has held very well, our investment. When we started, actually, they basically said that we were in a way risking because they were quite skeptical in taking an important leader. Now we have acquired a market leader, and that the market has said, okay, we have realized that you're probably doing seriously. And so they are trusting us. They have started trusting us in a very relevant way. So Italy, too, might experience a very positive year. The first quarter of Italy, if I remember well, registered a double-digit growth. We are close to a double-digit growth. So a very good figure for Italy. As regards, it's just that I don't know if you want to make reference to market shares. We have Mr. Frova, the marketing director of Fila, who might provide some further indications. Good evening, everyone. With reference to the Italian market, I have data concerning the finishing year, 2016, compared to 2015 corresponding period. Our market share on colors, the data is GSK, refers to a number of our products from 56% to 57.6%. So very important market share. I would like to point out that the follower has a market share of 8%. So we have quite a distance. If we analyze more precisely this data, the important things is pastels and salted pens, 59.8% to 62, about 62%, and as regards the other product, from 50.1% to 55.4%. The other interesting thing that Massimo said is that we are talking about markets which are growing markets. So markets concerning the stationery market grows by 4.1%, so it's performing very well. The color market grows by 3%. The pastel market grows by 3.9%. So this is performing very well as well. And this is something that we had not seen for the last 10 years. We had not seen it for about 10 years, right? Yes, maybe not 10, but over the last few years, the market was very weak. I'm convinced, as you said, that this phenomenon of the art therapy, which is very fashionable, will probably give a very good impulse. And then secondly, this is an international phenomenon. So I'm convinced of the fact that this is going to be very positive. This is certainly a market which is very well-behaving compared to the last years, and this cannot but make us happy. There is a company, a listed company, listed on the stock exchange from France, and actually they announced plus 1% in the first quarter. So at the moment, there is a very large distance between us and them, and I'm very happy about that. Okay, thank you. Of course, given market shares, I'm not sure whether we can go on with a double-digit growth internally. But actually, as you are very, very young, probably you will see this in the future. Thank you. At the moment, there are no other questions. There are two questions. Now the floor to Walter Guagnano from Amber Capital. Good afternoon. My name is Giorgio Martorelli. First of all, congratulations for the excellent results. We connected ourselves very late. I don't know if you said something more about the trend of the Indian market in particular. And then I've seen that Central and South America are performing very strongly. I would like to know how those economies are going, because the market is quite worried. Your business is very disconnected from economic trends of the various quarters. That's a very huge market.
really huge market. What kind of prospects do you have there? Is it possible to further accelerate there? I know that you are very strong in Mexico, but there are equally interesting regions. Can we have additional information on those markets? And then it's interesting to hear what you said about dollar, about their core selling. I probably did not understand very well what kind of impact they can have. Do you have an idea of this for 2016 in terms of sales of Fila products on new dollar customers? Thank you. Thank you, Giorgio. Stefano, can you answer with providing quantitative data? And then I have to add some more details. Yes. Concerning the two lines, the double-digit lines, we grew in terms of turnover and in terms of EBITDA. So very strong in terms of turnover, about 20% of growth in terms of turnover and 15% growth in EBITDA. Is it the market which is going this way? Well, the estimate is that the market grows by 15%. Growth between 12 and 15%. This is our estimate, our forecast. So a 20% growth is, of course, very good. I can say that at the moment we are basically going after demand. In other words, if I were to make estimates, while the growth in GDP in Italy is expected to slow down, the Fila growth is now very far away from slowing down. In terms of South America, if I understood your question well, the most important growth was registered in Mexico, but not only in Mexico, because all countries basically increased. Chile grew double-digit. Argentina registered a growth which is probably influenced by inflation, but still it grew. And in Brazil as well, we grew a lot with a double-digit growth. So all areas have grown quite substantially. So I have two main comments to make to answer George's question. First of all, South America, including also Mexico, are huge markets, this we know. But except for Mexico, we have a relatively weak position there. We also have relevant, important shares there. The other big market is Brazil, and there we have important lines consider. We have the first important market in the world. But as that's not a core business, we are growing very well. So this means that we can have a significant advantage, a competitive edge, if we are, in a way, finalizing an extraordinary operation that we are trying to finalize. We've worked a lot on that, and that refers to a company which in South America has an outstanding position. It covers a major position. So if we finalize this integration, some synergies might emerge, but this operation has not been finalized yet. So if you ask me the same question, maybe in a couple of days, I might be more precise. As regards the cross-selling in Italy, we, in our business plan, we had indicated England in terms of importance, and I confirm that we're going to realize important synergies for the sales of Fila. And based on the meetings we've had with our customers, I think this is going to take place. This is taking place. There's a country, however, where we have surprisingly behaved well, and that's the United States, because there customers reacted very, very quickly. In the United States, people work based on a number of certain products entering the market. So you place a product on the market, and it might take a year before you have a good result. while between February and April, we've had a number of many different products entered, and we wouldn't have not been expected that. So in 2016, we are going to have an unexpected growth on articles, certain articles, for example, articles to be sold in schools, so school products. Even if Walmart has to be still to be introduced, and it was already another customer of ours. So we're expecting positive new customers that might lead to very good results, because it's easy to make forecasts in 2 to 3 years, but it's very, very difficult to make the same forecast in the same year of the acquisition. In America, they surprised us in this respect. And Fila in America, its core business is expected to grow double-digit in America, in the United States. Again, thanks to this, because we had did not expect this. Of course, if we manage to bring this additional extraordinary operation home, that's, that will help us improve our profile even better, because that's an operation that, in a way, sort of finalizes, closes the loop of our strategic operations. We really hope that we can talk again soon and tell you some more additional stories. Thank you, and good luck. Now the floor to Gabriele Berti from Banca IMI. Good afternoon, and thanks for your presentation. My question is, vis-a-vis the important activity you've carried out, do you see the possibility in the short and medium run to have a capital increase to finance the growth for external lines, or do you think that you can manage to do this with your liquidity? As the operation we are working on is, in my opinion, very likely to be fulfilled, to be realized. And as it is a sector, and not us, but it is a sector which is growing well, which is aggregating, I believe that with the next acquisition that is expected to take place over the next few days, we will have, in a way, run out of our indebtedness ability. But as the sector is concentrating, if other opportunities appear, we might think about a possible capital increase, because I would not like to lose opportunities. Our sector is, for example, the company we're looking at is 400 years old. It has very good margins. In the world, there are very few companies performing like that. So if there are other opportunities, we cannot allow ourselves, afford ourselves to let them go away. So if we lose these opportunities, they're not going to appear again. So definitely we will probably also do a capital increase. Thank you. Just remind you, Gabriele, that we should never go above a leverage of 3.5, so above that threshold. So that's our parameter in terms of indebtedness. Yes, that's some kind of a tranquility threshold for us. At the moment, certain values might be changed given the liquidity available and the opportunities, but above that threshold, we prefer not to go. At the moment, there are no other questions. We would like to remind participants that you should press star 1 to book your question. There's a question. The floor to Alessandro Cecchini, Equita. I just have two very brief follow-ups. A number of posts had to be normalized. I would like to know if you confirm a normalized tax rate for the year of about 30%. And second question, can you give us more details on the situation of writing schools, writing tools? You talked about a drop. So what kind of trend are you witnessing, even if we know
that this is not a strategic part of the group. Thank you. I'm going to answer the first question. We would like to confirm you that the tax rate this year for this quarter is lower than the previous quarter. For the facts that we expected this year, we were expecting this year, we had positive effects. Of course, I can confirm this 30% that the tax rate might improve over the year because we have a one-off effect for the exercise of the market warrant that in a way created tax results, very good tax results. So that's complex, but still in spite of this, the tax rate is better than the previous year. And I would like to confirm you that it should be around the values that you mentioned. Thank you. I don't have quantitative data concerning writing tools, but this part has a value of 3-4% of our turnover. Over 30 years, we've been experiencing a cashing out, and we've been experiencing a decrease. Last year, we actually had an increase. There might be temporary differences, but with our choice of entering very decisively in the color area, of course, that is so the writing tools area runs the risk of going out of our area of interest, and that provides us a quite stable result. But today, our customers know very well what our strategy is. So in the color sector, the focus is there. As regards writing tools, I find it difficult to actually see something else to add on top of that. We tend to be quite speculative in this respect. Thank you. Thank you very much. At the moment, there are no other questions. There are no other questions. Thank you. We can close the call. Thank you very much for participating, and hear from you soon.